On our program today, we're talking about Boone Community Theater because, well, somebody's got to do it. And Michelle Jacobson's here, Hobie Simmons, and you brought along the ever popular Christopher Levi.
Well, hello.
Good to get to have you back.
Hi. Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, again, a lot of things wrapped up the regular season. You said wait until the summer on story thing and we'll have our reveal.
And we
did that.
Yes.
And did we get new officers and other things in the meantime,
yes,
too?
Yes, that also happened. Yeah. Yep.
So who's doing what?
Well,
and the officers.
I'm still the president.
Yay!
And Christopher gets to transition from being the secretary to being the vice president.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yay. He gets a fancier hat.
And Homie?
I'm Homie.
Yeah. And Kelsey Peterson is the new secretary, and Keely Taylor will be our treasurer.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're ready to go. We have our new season, and pretty excited about it.
Yeah, we're very excited about it.
So
it's going to be a lot of fun.
I stopped by Summer on Story, so Christopher gave me the rundown.
Yep.
He said, what we're doing to start it out, really, kind of celebrating the birthday.
Right,
50th
exactly.
anniversary.
Yeah. Celebrating the birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to us.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. 50 years.
I'm Woo! 50. I'm 50. 50 years old.
I am not. BCT has been around longer than I have.
So we are starting out, though, with a kind of a special.
Yes.
Two nights? Is it two
yeah,
nights?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. September 12th, 13th. And basically, it's going to be going back doing vignettes, sections,
yes.
or at least different things that have been performed in the past.
That's right. Think of it like the greatest hits, right?
Okay.
So there'll be things performed by former BCT actors.
People that have been on stage for those.
That's right. And they'll come and do some different scenes and songs, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Ooh.
Yes.
And we do have, and they all have to behave and do it right because Michelle's...
Yes, my wife is, I guess, directing that.
Directing or coordinating or hurting.
All of the above, I think. Yes,
hurting
I think
cats.
She's hurting and directing
yes,
and coordinating.
Yeah.
But do we know which ones, or will you announce which performances will be, or do you just show up and get a chance to see them?
She'll be working on fine-tuning.
Getting the information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so she has a list of the shows and scenes that she would like to do, and we're working on finding the actors and people who maybe can come back from who live far away, things like that. But
and do you remember your lines and
right.
things like that?
So, I know I've got a song I have to practice.
Oh, there we go. See, there's always something.
I don't think I'm doing anything.
Okay.
You say that now,
but someone's got to manhandle all the sets and stuff.
Well, and maybe a couple of days before this, we'll be like, hey, Satana needs to come back and tell us about her collections.
Satana.
Okay.
Or I was thinking, I believe there will be a silent auction, so potentially you're going to get roped into assisting with
being sold.
Silent auctioning. No.
And for $50, you can get yourself a
Take
Seuss.
Home.
But it is the 50th anniversary, so we'll start out that way. Next up, you've got a musical, Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes.
I'm interested in that.
Yes, you should be interested in that.
Susan Herrick is going to direct that.
Yes.
And then, by the way, auditions will be coming up relatively soon for that. Well, end of the summer.
Yes, in August.
So 25th and 26th, mark your calendars, and we'll remind you later
you
need more information about it. Then we got Rumors, John Hoffman's going to come and direct that.
Yes.
That's a Neil Simon. Not everybody really knows that one, but I think.
It's so good.
I
don't know why not everybody knows it, because it's a really good one.
Because they always think of the other pop.
Right.
Neil Simon's had so many.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
There's that.
I know that song. I heard a rumor.
Maybe we can play that during the pre-show music for you.
Say you've got a broken heart.
It's kind of a weird farce on a whodunit, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
With all of the rules made fun of.
Everything.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
It's Neil Simon.
And Christopher, back to directing?
Yeah, I'm going to direct everyone's favorite musical, or at least all the little girls in town's favorite musical, Annie.
Annie.
Yes.
So We're going to be looking for every little orphan girl that we can find and get her in the show.
But that'll be next spring.
That's right.
So busy.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It should be a really fantastic season.
In the meantime, we have both Michelle and Homie pretty busy. And I shouldn't say Christopher also doing stage set.
Yeah, I'm helping out.
He's definitely busy too.
Yeah, not really as busy as these two ladies, but helping a little.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're doing a youth a little different this year. You talked about it last time.
Yep, we've got our 1 week camp.
Yep.
With our performances of The Lion King Jr. So there's tons and tons of prep work. So
yes,
Homie and I have basically been prepping nonstop for the last month. So
I'm excited. Again, basically your 1 week camp is, and folks know you can't, it's already signed up.
Yes,
it's already filled. Everything is done.
But they can come see the performance.
You
please
can do
come
that.
See, yes, come see The Lion King Jr.
Oh my goodness, you're going to be so surprised.
Will
it's going to be awesome.
That's on Friday the 13th and Saturday matinee and three performances all together.
Three performances, yes.
Scar is performing on Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Oh. Spooky.
Okay. And then Saturday the 14th too.
Yeah.
So that'll be going on. The camp runs the week of the 9th?
Yep. So that whole week we'll be there with the youth and we'll be getting them ready to be on stage.
It's like, are we working 9 to 5?
Just about.
You guys, just about. Or even longer.
We will probably be working longer. Yeah. But
right after that, you come back with Oz.
Yes, in July. We actually have Oz and The Wizard of Oz, the deleted scene.
Yes.
We got like a twofer going on.
So a lot of young people taking part in this. And
so
I guess, were you surprised with you've always had a pretty good turnout for it, but
yes.
Last year you thought, well, we'll do two, and then this year, three.
There are a lot of people interested in participating, and so I think we just need to consider that moving forward, that we want to make sure that we're providing opportunities for everybody who wants to do it, because
and maybe you so finding productions that have 100 kids,
right?
Whoa.
unfortunately, we can't put that many people on our stage. But
how many humans are in Newsies?
Right, a lot.
So we've got a lot.
You're just like throwing out ideas.
I'm throwing out ideas
already. So I think we just are looking that probably it's gotten increasingly more popular over the last few years, and so we just have to assume that it's going to continue to grow and be ready for more and more young people to participate.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like Sweeney Todd.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Junior.
What are you talking about?
Do you have
We're not doing Sweeney Todd Junior. That will not be happening.
There is not. That would never mind. Just leave it at that. So.
I love that show, but
anyway.
No thanks.
So, from teaching aspect, you gotta love having the kids willing to be up on stage, and learn and just get up there and perform.
Yeah, I do love it. It's so great. It's such a good experience for them, and it's fun to be around them and their energy and help bring out their sparks. It's a lot of fun.
Right. And just trying to get them to also, you know, like, hey, guess what? You're not only just an actor on stage or a character on stage. You are also a techie. Carry this out. It belongs to you. Take it with you and take it out.
And that's something that's been a lot of fun. Yeah. As we get ready for The Lion King Jr., we've had some work days where the kids could come in and help do some costuming or some set pieces and things like that. And so we've had some kids coming in and working on things before the camp week to get it ready. So that's been a good experience for them too.
They keep learning.
Yep.
And Christopher just keeps making set pieces.
Oh, I'm having fun with Pride Rock. Met a couple of new folks to help out with that, which is always a delight.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we're...
And it's looking so good.
Yeah. All right. So, again, this is up. Now, people, if they want to get tickets, will it just be at the door? Or how?
Tickets will be on sale starting on the 8th. So just the week of the show, we wanted to give the families involved plenty of time to make sure that they had all the tickets that they need before we open it to the rest of the public. But on the 8th, they'll be able to start getting them online, and then they'll be available at the door as well.
Okay. Camp Days for Oz, that comes up in July, mid-July, and you also have...
Wizard of Oz, deleted scenes.
The deleted scenes.
That is a Homie show.
That's Homie's doing that one, huh?
That's a Homie show.
That's
okay.
Right.
And people are like, scared. And again, these are all going to be done in July, that week in July the 14th.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So on the 18th and 19th of July, we'll have lots and lots of performances that people can come and see. Okay. Lots of those shows.
All right.
I think we're, what are we doing? 6 shows in 2 days? We're doing 6 shows in 2 days.
All right.
Get ready for the fun.
Yes, we are.
Well, yeah. It's the good part is, again, the kids, they got energy. They can
do
that.
They do. Right. And they only have to do 3 because they aren't in both shows. Right. They're in one or the other. So they'll do 3 shows in 2 days, and it'll just be the adults doing 6.
So Colin is directing Oz, and we are helping him.
Yes.
Because this is going to be his first time directing.
Okay. So he was interested in this, and so you guys get to kind of coach him through it.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah. And so we are the support team.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to be working with my kids.
At the same time.
Right. So we're going to do the whole, like, have the camp on the same day at the same hours, and we just get to switch upstairs, downstairs. Upstairs, downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then.
Thank goodness you have the space.
We do. It's wonderful.
And also, luckily, it's kind of on the same level, like Oz and Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We can actually kind of have the set kind of look similar a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Yes.
So this isn't the Wizard of Ounces?
The Wizard of Ounces?
What?
Ozzy's. Is it 2 ounces or 4?
Yeah. Okay.
How many
I got
ounces
it.
Would you like, sir?
I because OZ I thought was ounces.
Oh my goodness.
Homies, there we go. Okay.
Oh,
this is what, this really is after long days of work, this is what you end up with.
This
huh?
is what happens after you spend 8 hours at the theater.
So I did want to find out, because obviously you still have a lot of other regular things that are going to be going on other than productions. Do you have, like, game night?
Yes.
What's happening? Do we still have that going on?
Yeah, there's a game night on Friday. On the 6th.
Friday the 6th?
Yep. So coming up, there's a game night. It starts at 7. Bring your own game. Play a game that we have there. It's a lot of fun.
It's an opportunity. Come. If you haven't, come on down.
Right. Just come play some board games or some card games, or, you know, bring something that you enjoy doing and find other people who will enjoy it with you.
Or if you like chess, Christopher's looking for people to play chess.
All the time.
Or if you like crafts, you can help put together Lion King stuff.
Yeah, Lion King.
Game night up here.
We'll get all kinds of people involved doing things
there. All sorts of people. But yeah, so we have that game night coming up on the 6th. And then there'll be another game night in July. So
probably not on the 4th.
No, it's the following weekend, a week on the 11th. So
okay.
Not on the 4th. And then in July, we also have, wait, no, in June. Sorry, I skipped something. In June. In June, we have trivia night.
Okay.
On the 27th. So it's like summer fun trivia.
Okay.
In June.
Come on down.
We're so busy in June. And in July, we're just busy all the time.
Whoa, dude.
And then in August, we have auditions for Jekyll and Hyde the musical.
Right. So
I wonder what's in the poison.
In the poison?
Is there a poison? Or is it just a special drink? What's in the elixir? I
want to
know.
She wants to know.
I might have to be Jekyll if there's a special elixir.
Oh, Jekyll and Hyde. Yes. Yeah. No, but it's going to be fun. The set is going to be a little bit demanding. I hate to say that on the radio because now it has to be really impressive. But you know how it is.
But that's okay. That means, like, if you have any desire to get involved with set building, come and help out. It'll be a great learning opportunity.
It's going to be pretty snazzy. It's Jekyll and Hyde.
I mean, if they have a drop floor, we could just save it for Sweeney Todd Jr.
You really, really, really want to do that show.
You really are.
I mean, I don't think it exists.
It does
yet,
not
but
exist.
In my head, it does.
That's fantastic.
Susan's been wanting to do this for a very long time.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's a couple that she's had on this list. She's got this list and she's working her way through it. So.
And this is one of them. So.
Odd Couple was one, I think.
So we've got to build a Victorian laboratory.
Ooh.
Laboratory.
Yes, the laboratory.
All right. So, and I did want to ask too, because we're still doing things. People, if they come by and take a look in there, mm-hmm. they can see the bricks. We got yes. bricks. Yes. We've got other ways people can volunteer to help out if they want to be a part and don't want to be on stage.
Right. Oh, there's so many things to do that are not on stage.
So not.
So many things to do. There's lots of things to do on stage too. If sure. you want to act, come and audition for Jekyll and Hyde. But off stage, I mean, it's just yeah. like an endless list of things that could be done.
Yeah,
we'll keep you busy.
If you like organizing, then
right.
You got costumes all over the place, and you got some new ones that have been donated.
Maybe some people that are OCD a little bit. Yeah.
Organize. You can paint. You can build something. You can run a soundboard. Learn how to hang up a light.
Yeah, so many fun things. Lots of fun things.
Fun things.
It's all very
Christopher
fun.
Would love to teach you all of these little tricks yes. that he does.
We have a lot of people who would love to teach lots of people you around these her. Things.
Yeah.
I don't teach well.
We make it up as we go. So definitely a major part of the personality here is that we don't necessarily have like master's degrees in all these things. But, you know, there's YouTube out there.
But there is YouTube.
But you learn how to make paper mache rocks and things like that, you know? So there's a lot.
Figure it out.
All the uses of chicken wire and flour.
So I did want to ask, obviously, big building, still working on it. Again, donations, contributions certainly would help out. Buy a brick, things like that. There are ways people can help support community theater, a lot of different ways.
Yep, that's right. Definitely. And then the concessions, the support we get there, we actually give back to high school kiddos when they're graduating. And actually, we did something recently that wasn't for a graduate, but for a young lady who wanted to go to some sort of theater festival.
Okay.
And so we helped to support Maggie to go to that.
All right.
So we try to help out as well.
So I do. You do put out some scholarships.
Yes, we do. We give a scholarship every year. Some years we've done two, so.
Yeah, depends on.
It depends
on how much we make on concessions.
People come in and visit all the time, So we've had wrapped up the season, getting ready for the next. We've got the youth activity going on.
Yep.
Getting ready for that. Again, it's going to be the week of the 9th is the camp. 13th and 14th will be the production. 7 o'clock in the evening on the 13th.
Yes.
14th is going to be 2 and 7.
That's correct.
And then we go to July. You got your camp week.
Yes.
Let me look at the calendar.
We're just like.
That's going to be on the week of the 14th.
Yep.
And then multiple performances.
Multiple. On the 18th and 19th.
So how are you going to work that? Like on the 18th, is it?
They'll be.
Are they real long or I guess do they, will you fit in or?
I think we'll like.
They'll be like one at 5 and one at 7.
Okay.
And then they'll just be staggered.
And then you just rotate them around. So.
Yep. It'll be then Saturday we'll it's have. Like,
they'll come in. The audience will come in and they'll enjoy Oz, right? Okay. And then we'll say, the show's over. Ladies and gentlemen, go out. But if you bought tickets to come back in,
keep your seat. Hold your seat.
Just kind of hold on there.
Yep.
Run over and grab yourself a brisket sandwich, and then come on back for Wizard of Oz, the deleted scenes.
They're going to try to keep the transition smooth. In fact, one might say fluid.
Fluid.
Yes. Fluid Oz's.
Now,
you are fired. That is ridiculous.
This has been
finally.
His dad jokes are.
All the dad jokes all the time.
All the time.
Yes.
He's quite
witty. If people want to follow along, obviously, easy way to do that is your website. I see you got a couple of updates on there already on the website. And the Facebook.
Yep.
Again, you guys are always pushing out things on Facebook.
Yes. And Instagram.
And Instagram. And I think there's been a couple TikToks, I think.
Yes, we do have a TikTok.
We have a page.
A thing, too.
But somebody younger than me organizes that because I don't.
They're TikTok. I've heard of it.
That's why we have these young kids that are helping out. So anyway, again, Boone Community Theater, these are the things that are coming up in the new season as well. Don't forget auditions for Heckle and Jekyll.
I'm going to do all the heckling.
Oh, that would be a very different show.
Jekyll and Hyde, the auditions are going to be August 25th and 26th. And again, that's a ways out there, but put it on your calendar.
Yes.
Check it out and see information on your audition page on your website.
Yeah, and if you would love to sponsor us, come, like,
please come and visit. Yes.
Come get a brick.
Talk to the president.
Yes.
Talk to the president.
And the vice president.
Yeah. We're a lot of fun to be around. I don't know if you can tell that.
So Teddy Roosevelt was once governor of New York State, and his party hated him. So they made him vice president of the United States to give him a job of great obscurity so he could do no harm.
Yeah. So is that the role that you feel
like? I wonder.
The job of great obscurity.
Well, let's make him vice president.
Let's make Christopher a vice president.
Something people forget is that often vice presidents then end up becoming the president. So
maybe
people are really thinking that when I am done with my presidency, that you would be the next in line.
Maybe. It's happened in Teddy's case.
We'll see.
We know that because we did the one-man play bully about Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
We learned so much about him. Fascinating character.
Yeah.
So you can come to theater and learn.
You can learn all
that stuff. Educational.
I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit. And once again, it's going to be busy here in June and July, especially with all the young people. And then we get into our new season, and I can't wait to find out all the different things that Michelle's going to put together for the 50th anniversary. So,
yes,
looking
indeed.
Forward to that.
Like, that'll be your Michelle.
Right, the other,
that'll
the
be
other
your
Michelle.
Yeah,
you bet.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.